We're joined on the line by the Donegal manager, Davy McLaughlin. Davy, good afternoon.
Niall, good afternoon.
Davy, you took your team to Breffni Park against unbeaten Cavan at finishing a draw. Was that a fair reflection on the game that took place today?
Look, I suppose we'd have taken a draw maybe before we went up there today, Miles, given that, you know, Cavan have been playing very well and racking up big scores, and I suppose they have the advantage of having played in that league all year, you know. I suppose the relative it is now, we played very well, and the equalise was literally the last, a missed kick, it was indeed the last kick of the game, to the ball trundled over the line into the back of the net, so I suppose this would have taken a draw before we went up, but I think maybe they might have just pinched it at the end, you know.
Were Donegal leading all the way through?
From start to the last kick of the ball, yeah. We kicked off quite very well, and we led by a couple of points, you know, after 3 or 4 minutes, and we went in 2 points up at half time, having played into maybe a diagonal one rather than some up in their face, you know. So we're a couple of points up at half time, and we played pretty much point for point right through, and as I say, they scored the last kick of the game.
Were Donegal reduced in player numbers at that stage?
Yeah, Karen Guthrie was sent to the bin with about 5 minutes to go, and look, the reality of it was she was maybe fortunate enough to stay on, you know, at half time, because she had one, I would say it was a clumsy tackle rather than a bad tackle, but look, he gave her the benefit of the doubt. But he sunburned her with 5 minutes to go, Karen, and in fairness, it was probably the best tackle of the game, and everybody that was there along the sideline, not just with herself, but indeed the Cavan team would have said that as well, and felt it was a poor decision. He was on the blind side of it, and he took it that because the Cavan girl went down, that it was a foul, when in actual fact she very clearly played the ball away. So did that swing it? Listen, it didn't help to go down to 14, but that's the way it goes.
How was the Donegal performance overall? You have been a little critical, I suppose, to some degree. The slow start seemed to get a good start today. The Normie came strong at the end, but maybe caught at the end today. So what happened today maybe that wasn't happening other days?
Well, listen, they came out of the blocks well today. They were very focused today from the off, and they set the tempo early on, and they worked tremendously hard now in the first 20 minutes, you know, to build that sort of 3 and 4 point lead. And that, in fairness, continued throughout the end, right through. I mean, we led and we looked comfortable. We were 4 points up before 5 minutes to go, and there was a girl kicking a fabulous score now, I have to say, with about 3 or 4 minutes left. And we were happy, even when we were down a player, you know, to hold on. We were playing well, you know, and literally the girl must kick the ball. She hit the ground, and I think it skewed off the inside of her foot, and it just caught Laura Gallagher. She was going one way when it tickled over the line, so that's the way it goes.
What are the implications of that draw today for Donegal?
It's a strange one, Miles, because ultimately both of ourselves and Cavan are already in the semi-final, and the winner today would have automatically topped the group. The last, we have a game left in 2 weeks' time, both ourselves and Cavan, and the winner of that game today would have topped the group. As it turns out, now, the last game now, which I hadn't considered as all to play for, it'll get down to points difference now to see who tops the group. We have Westmeath at home, and they have Meath at home. And my understanding is that Meath gives down a bit of a thumping today, and have actually brought themselves back into contention. It looked all along as though Westmeath will probably reasonably safe in fourth position, so that's not the case now. They really need to get something out of the game in 2 weeks' time to be sure of their fourth position.
And is it looking as if it's Cavan and Donegal and possibly Westmeath and Meath?
No, it looks like it'll be Cavan, Donegal for certain, Armagh as far as I know after today, and then the fourth position is down to Meath or Westmeath. We play Westmeath and Cavan play Meath.
Okay, so it's really all to play for yet?
All to play for in the last game, yeah. So look, we've played six, we've won five and drawn one. Would we have taken that at the start of the year? Would have taken your arm off it, Miles, I suppose, to be honest, you know. So look, we're happy enough, you know. As I say, they maybe pinched it today, but listen, we're happy enough now.
Okay. Davy, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Okay, Miles, thank you. Take care, bye.